Lesson 31. Joshua and the Gibeonites. News about Jericho spread to other nations in Canaan. Their kings decided to come together to fight the Israelites. But the Gibeonites came up with a different plan. Wearing worn-out clothing, they went to Joshua and said, "We come from a distant land. We have heard about Jehovah and all he did for you in Egypt and Moab. Promise not to attack us, and we will become your servants." Joshua believed them and agreed not to attack them. 3 days later, he found out that they were not from a distant land. They were from the land of Canaan. Joshua asked the Gibeonites, "Why did you lie to us?" They answered, "We were afraid. We know that Jehovah your God is fighting for you. Please do not kill us." Joshua kept his promise and let them live. Before long, 5 Canaanite kings and their armies threatened the Gibeonites. Joshua and his army marched all night long to rescue them. The fighting started early the next morning. The Canaanites began fleeing in all directions. Everywhere they ran, Jehovah hurled huge hailstones down on them. Then Joshua asked Jehovah to make the sun stand still. Why would he ask Jehovah to do that when the sun had never stood still before? Because Joshua trusted in Jehovah. The sun did not set for a whole day until the Israelites had conquered the Canaanite kings and their armies. Let your word yes mean yes, your no, no. For what goes beyond these is from the wicked one. Matthew 5:37. Questions. What did the Gibeonites do to protect themselves? How did Jehovah help the Israelites? Joshua 9:1 through 10:15.